Olivia Jeffrey is a 17-year-old giving blood for the first time at the American Red Cross office in Farmington.
So today I decided to donate because I turned 17 last year. And I've always seen it in my school, how people can donate once they turn 17. And so I saw the advertising on social media and decided to talk with my mom and get her to come with me to donate.
Olivia says she's more comfortable giving blood now than she would have been last year.
So since the pandemic was in full heat last year, I don't think I would have been comfortable. But I think now since everything is settling down, you know, the mask mandate has came up. And so my mom and I felt comfortable going and helping out.
According to the Red Cross, they've seen a 10% rise in red cell demand at hospitals with trauma centers. Adjarina Sosa, regional communications manager for the Red Cross, says that blood donations are needed more than ever, with many scheduling surgeries they couldn't have last year.
Trauma cases, organ transplants, and elective surgeries are on the rise. And this is because most of the people right now are getting back to their pre-pandemic activities. Donating blood is not top of mind for anyone.
Sosa says both vaccinated and unvaccinated people can donate.
As long as you feel well, you can donate. And all we ask is just for you to follow the CDC guidelines. And then for the vaccinated people, as long as they know their vaccine manufacturer, they can donate.
Potential donors or blood drive hosts can sign up for appointments or find out more information on their website or their app. Cyrus Henry, Connecticut Public Radio.